الله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. This month we are going to be discussing the life of the Prophet. One of the things that Allah has mentioned to us in regards to our life and our practice of Islam and how to treat His religion, He has mentioned that the best example for you, the best role model for you in practicing the religion of Allah, in understanding the message of Allah, and in living the message of Allah is the life of the Prophet, is the Prophet himself. And hence, for us as believers, it is incumbent that we begin to learn the life of the Prophet in order that we can apply his life to our life and his situations to our situations, in order that we may live our life according to the message that Allah has given us. Now with that, when we look at the life of the Prophet, his life history doesn't just start with him. It starts with way before that, even before the beginning of mankind. It starts when Allah, there was nothing but Allah and nothing else existed. No time, nor space, nor then, nor now, nor far, nor near. The only thing that existed was Allah. And when Allah existed, He created a light. He made a light. And He adored that light. The light adored Him. And that light was called the light of Muhammad, the Nur of Muhammad. And as Allah made this light, then He created the universe, He created the galaxies, He created the heavens and the earth and what is in between that. And then a time came when He created Adam, and He placed this light, He placed the seed of this light within Adam. And now as Adam came to this world, he came with that seed within himself, with that light within himself. And this light from Adam onwards went on generation after generation. Adam passed it on to his successor. And hence it just went on from generation to generation. From loin to loin it carried on. Allah speaks about this rolling of the Prophet's light and his seed through generations that came down in the Prophet. He speaks about that in the Quran by saying, وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, and we have made you roll around amongst those who prostrate, amongst the Sajideen. And hence, none of the ancestors of the Prophet were unbelievers, and every ancestor through whom the light of the Prophet came down to the Prophet was a believer and someone who submitted to Allah. As this came down, this generation after generation, the name of Ibrahim, it came in the time of Ibrahim. When Ibrahim, who was the carrier of this light of the last Prophet, when he came about, he was the father of Tawheed, the father of the concept and the idea and the establishment of one God as a religion. And hence he spoke out, and as Allah spoke with him and gave him the command, he took his son Ismail and he left him in a desolate. He left his wife with his son Ismail, who was an infant then, in a desolate place. He himself mentions that and says, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرَ ذِي ذَرْءٍ, that Allah, I have left my progeny in a place that does not give vegetation nor bears fruit. And this is near your house, in the Baytik al-Haram, near your house I have left them there. And then he prayed for them. Ibrahim prayed for this progeny, and he prayed for this light that is going to come through him and is now in the loins of Ismail. He prayed for him and says that Rabbana liyuqim as-salat, that Allah, I have left them there in order that they may establish your worship. Faj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim, make the hearts of the people inclined towards them. So now as he left them there, Hajira is left there with no one around to help her. There are no people there, there's no vegetation there, there's no food there, not even water. And as Hajira sees the thirst of Ismail growing, and she sees that her son is wanting water, forward and searches for water, and she runs between these two mountains, Safa and Marwa. She runs between these two mountains in order that she may procure water for her son. And that moment of trust that she has in Allah, Allah loved it so much, adored this trust so much, he wanted it to be remembered. But then this running was done in order that this great mission that Allah wanted to come about through her child is going to come about. And that was not going to come about through any sort of unbelievable act, but it's going to come about through the act of God and how he's going to bring it about. So what happened is that after she runs across, she stands between the two mountains, she sees towards her son Ismail, and she sees that Ismail's leg, the infant's leg, strikes the ground, and lo and behold, water sprouts out. Water starts to spring out of that desolate land. She looks at that, she comes there. She comes near there. She sees the water. It's just boiling, it's just coming out, doesn't stop. She looks at that, she wants to stop it because it's just gushing out. She looks at it and says, stop, stop, tells the water that. And in her language, that was zam, zam, which means to stop, stop. So that water and the well from which it comes from, the spring from which it sprouts from, became known as Zamzam. As the water appeared, and because the water appeared, then naturally the birds from the region started flying towards the source of water. So the birds came there because of the water. And when the people in the region saw the birds flying towards this region, they knew that there must be a source of water. That's why the birds are flying there. So now people move there. And as people moved there, they saw the source of water and where the birds were going. And this is how Allah now has made a home for Ismail and has made a place where the seed of the Prophet is going to go and go on from generation to reach its ultimate expression. As the people moved there, the first tribe of people that moved there was a tribe by the name of Bani Jurham. Bani Jurham, when they moved there, they became the protectors and the guardians of Hajira and Ismail. They saw that the water came out because of Ismail, so they now immigrated there and they settled down there. And as they settled down in that area, they looked after Ismail. Ismail grew up amongst them and eventually married into them. And as he married into them, now the tribe became his. And from then onwards, Bani Jurham, where the children of Ismail were born into, and now the progeny of Ismail began from here. And as this progeny began from here, they obviously, because of the fact that the house of Allah was built by Ibrahim and Ismail. So naturally, Ismail was the host of the Kaaba and the chief of the Kaaba. He held the keys to the Kaaba, and from then onwards, his progeny were the ones who kept these keys, and they kept these positions for over 150 years. And as they went, more people came amongst them, being a tribe by the name of Bani Khuza'a. When Bani Khuza'a came, them slowly they started to grow faster than Bani Jurham, and they outnumbered them, and they became much more powerful than Bani Jurham, which eventually they took the reins of Mecca and the keys to the Kaaba and became the chiefs of Kaaba, which they will hold for thousands of years to come. But in the meanwhile, as Bani Jurham saw that their power is dwindling and was going away from their hands and was leaving them, they were afraid of what would happen to the well of Zamzam, to the fact that it has been given by God, given by Allah, in order to bring about the people towards Mecca and to inhabitate Mecca, that it would be in the wrong hands and it would be abused by the wrong people. So in order to protect the Zamzam from being abused by others, Bani Jurham, what they did is that they buried the well. They buried all the artifacts, all the relics with the well. There were some swords there. There were some deers that were made of gold that were given as a gift from kings from here and there. They buried those things in the well, and they buried their well so that now no one knew where the well was. Soon after that, it disappeared in the fact that no one knew that it even existed. Many years and thousands of years later, it would be found again. But that situation, inshallah, will come. Until now, we see that the light of the Prophet from generation to generation is going forward, and it has come down to this, to the progeny of Ismail that is living in Mecca. Allah has made the arrangement. Zamzam, and as now Mecca is inhabited by people, it has become a city in which the Prophet is going to come into life. And we stop over here, and we will start again tomorrow from where we had left off. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path, the wisdom to understand His guidance, hasten the reappearance of our Imam, make us His helper when He comes. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.